Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired. Zillow taps AI to improve its home value estimates. By employing a neural network, the company says its numbers will be more accurate and allow it to offer to buy more homes. By Kari Johnson. Stories of people getting cash offers for their homes tens of thousands of dollars over asking price have become normal. This year, inventory in the U.S. housing market hit a record low, while home prices hit a record high. Redfin CEO Glenn Kelman recently highlighted the craziness with a tweet recounting the story of a homebuyer who offered to name their firstborn child after the seller and was turned down. As the U.S. housing market began to overheat, in February, Zillow began making initial cash offers to buy homes based on its price estimate. Now Zillow has updated its algorithm behind those estimates in a way the company says will make them more accurate and allow Zillow to offer to buy more homes. The owners of about 900,000 properties were initially eligible to receive automatic cash offers to purchase a home. Zillow Chief Analytics Officer Stan Humphries said the change to its artificial intelligence will expand that pool by 30%. A company spokesperson said Zillow offers can close sales in as little as 1 week. Zillow previously determined the value of homes using nearly 1,000 variations of algorithms derived for local markets. Now all prices nationwide will be decided by a single neural network. Zillow says the new algorithm will reduce its price estimate errors by 11.5% for off-market homes in nearly 30 regions across the U.S. Compared with the previous version of the algorithm, errors shrank the most in Phoenix, followed by San Antonio, Tampa, and Houston. Using the new algorithm, Zillow will more frequently update its estimates of the value of 104 million properties in 23 U.S. markets. Around the time the company was founded in 2005, valuations were updated monthly. More recently, they've been updated several times a week. Now, some estimates may be updated daily. Zillow's home estimates are popular topics of local conversation, particularly in hot housing markets. A recent Saturday Night Live skit compared surfing Zillow to phone sex and joked that for people in their late 30s, the pleasure you once got from sex now comes from looking at other people's houses. Zillow has been developing its home valuation algorithm for 15 years. A move toward a single neural network began in 2019 following a public competition to improve its estimates that drew more than 3,000 teams vying for a $1 million prize. Two out of three finalists in that contest harnessed approaches based on neural networks, a form of deep learning that Zillow says is more capable of recognizing the relationship between data used to estimate a home valuation. For example, Humphrey said the new approach is better able to grasp the value of waterfront property or how valuations are influenced by the size of nearby homes. The old approach would have difficulty in that county understanding the value of waterfront homes, he said. Neural networks that are trained on the entire country could take information from other parts of the country about the value of waterfront and apply it in a local geography, even if there weren't a lot of homes like that in that geography. Home value estimates are based on dozens of factors about a property, including square footage and location. Some listings also include data drawn from tax assessments and sales records. Since 2016, the company has also used computer vision systems that draw conclusions from photos of home listings. By expanding its program to buy homes, the company hopes to bring the one-click sensibility of e-commerce into the real estate market, CEO Rich Barton said. Eventually, we want to have most houses in the country inside of that live offer buy box, he said. The company also hopes to take advantage of what it calls the great reshuffling as more people look to work from home more often and millennials look to buy homes. Billions of people look at Zillow listings every year, many, Barton said, to dream or engage in a bit of voyeurism. For them, Zillow tries to engage or entertain, but for people buying and selling homes, Zillow wants to sell more services. Beyond buying homes, Zillow is also increasing services like home loans, home insurance, and help going through the escrow process. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.